Let's go, pick up the corses, let's roll. Make it rain like we're from the tropics. Drip drop hot gossip on my lips. A, B, let's see, are you ready?
So hot.
There's no need to talk about it. You already know we all about it. And when we go all in. There's only one way to talk about it. Shooting shit like a talkaholic. And when we go, you go.
Ready,
set, let's go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everyone. Christmas is right around the corner. I don't even know where the time went. This is insane. I am wrapping up the year with my cousin, Tanya, who you guys really enjoy. I just want to catch up with her, and I talked to her all about Napa. We're talking housewives. We're talking New Year's resolutions and so much more. We're going to make it a two-parter because we talked for quite a while, but I promise you it's definitely one you're going to enjoy. So I hope you guys have the best holidays. I love you all. I thank you so much. This has been such an incredible year. I am beyond humbled to be able to sit here and chat with you guys every week. I love your guys' support so much, and I can't wait to see what 2022 has in store for all of us. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode.
There's only one way to talk about it. Shooting shit like a talkaholic. And when we go, you go.
Ready,
set, let's go.
For some reason, a red button means record, but it also means end.
Bye.
So, yeah. So I clicked it, and I haven't done Google Meets before. So here we are. We always have audio issues.
It's fine.
I swear, people, we hang out in real life, not just, you know, via Zoom.
I know. We do hang out in real life, although I haven't seen you in a really long time.
I know. I miss you, and I feel like we haven't caught up. And every time we catch up, it's here.
At your house? No, or on podcast?
Like podcasting. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when we catch up in person, we're not podcasting.
I know.
But
here we go.
Yeah. And you know what? I saw you for Thanksgiving. We had a great time at Mayor's table.
Yes.
And then before that, I hadn't seen you for a while. And I feel like we're so used to hanging out with each other. Like at least I feel like more than like 10 to 15 days feels like a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
That is too far.
It's too much. So I feel like it's you just need to give me a full blown like breakdown of what's going on in your life.
God, I don't know. There's like nothing exciting, but there's also been so much. So
okay.
Your sister, Jessica, and I just got back from Oaxaca, Mexico.
Yes. So for everyone listening, when we went to Miami, Jackie and I flew back to California and Jessica took a flight to meet Daddy's in Oaxaca.
Yes.
So I've heard like bits and pieces of it and I've seen some photos.
Oh no.
But I feel like
I don't know if we needed to have her on to tell her.
Yeah,
side
maybe
of the story,
we do.
That's such a tease.
Didn't she do your show?
She did, but we didn't talk about it. So okay. Oh my God. Okay, so Jess, let's go in chronological orders and then we can
okay.
Yes, Jessica was just at my house earlier this week to record a podcast because she left her souvenirs. We both left our souvenirs in the bride and groom's room because they had like an after party type of thing.
Yes.
And then the bride's brother was nice enough to bring the souvenirs to LA. So we met with the brother and Jessica and I, and we went to happy hour and we had way too much happy hour drinks. And then Jess was like, why don't you come over and be an audience member for the podcast?
Stop.
So the brother came over. Like we're all friends.
Is the brother good cute?
Yeah, he's cute. He's not my type, but no, Natalie.
Riley
no,
wasn't my type either. Just give it a chance.
Okay. Well, anyways, so we ended up recording a podcast and then they both spent the night at my house. I have a guest bedroom and a couch, so not like that's not
well,
like
obviously.
That.
Yeah. I would
Before
hope not.
The rumors get started, you know. And we recorded a podcast and I'm scared to edit it because
it was like a shit show.
A little bit, but it's actually kind of why I started the podcast, because like the sweet spot of like 12:30 to like 2 a.m. is when you get the best conversations
yes.
about you know, religion, politics, and all kinds of stuff.
Unless you're like 7 to 12 shots deep, and then that's not good.
Yeah, we weren't that many deep, okay. But it was, I think we were all just tired and yeah. Anyways, and also it wasn't that late. It was like 10 o'clock at night when we recorded this. Yeah. But anyways, I'm scared to listen to it because I feel like we all sound a little slurry, you know? But it's also kind of fun. So we'll see. Exactly. You guys will have to stay tuned because I'm going to publish it next week. But yeah, so Jessica arrives by herself. She meets me at the bar. We have a shot of mezcal, which apparently you're not supposed to technically shoot, is what I learned in Oaxaca.
You're supposed to sip it.
You're supposed to sip it. Yes. But like, whatever, you know, sometimes you just want to get the job done. And
I hate mezcal. Ugh.
I do too, but now I like it. I've learned. Really? You have to learn. Yes, it's an acquired thing.
I know. No, anything smoky to me, it's just not for me. Food, drinks.
I am in the same boat. Jessica and I had the same thing.
No, Riley has tried so many times. I just can't jump on board.
Okay, this is the trick that I learned, is after you take the sip or the shot, you exhale.
Okay, so basically don't enjoy what you're drinking.
Yeah, but when you exhale, it brings on a different experience. And then I've learned that if you pair it with mango juice or like mango anything.
Yep, to kill the smokiness.
Yeah.
So again, why even do it?
No, but it has just like the little flavor, like barbecue, you know, like smoked barbecue.
Girl, I don't like my hair smelling like smoke. I don't like to inhale smoke. No.
This is exactly the thought that I had. It reminds me of bonfire, like going to the bonfires in high school. And then your hair smells like bonfire for days.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah. So we had a great time the first night. I'm just going to tell people. No, we can't.
And I hate to do that. But listen, how about we do this? Let's have Jessica on. And you'll come on and we'll just...
We can go through it.
Yeah.
We had some fun stories.
Okay.
It's not as great as your Miami trip.
I don't think anything is as great as our Miami trip.
I'm actually happy I didn't go now.
I think I'm happy you didn't go either. Only because it was a mild shit show that I don't know how you would have reacted.
I would have had a lot of anxiety with all of you.
Yes, you would have. And that would have been the time to just like, you just have to like, let it go.
But I don't think I would have let you guys out of the house. I'd be like, Jackie, you can't wear that.
No, you would have been like, that's the outfit. I'm telling you.
No.
I'm telling you in comparison to the
were
other.
Were you just lying no, to her? Or in you guys just all had like rose colored glasses?
In comparison to the other outfits, we were like, that's the one. That's the one. The fact that we literally said that's the one kills me every time.
Oh god, man.
If you guys haven't listened, you guys have to go back and listen. That's probably one of my favorite episodes, like by far.
I had anxiety thinking about you at the art show because I've been in that situation where you're like not properly dressed
and you feel
you
so out of place
there and you feel dumb.
Yes.
And like it sucks when everybody else is like better looking and better dressed than you too.
Yeah, it does not help the situation.
It doesn't help.
No.
It's much better when like everyone's not dressed
and
know?
Like had we had, you know, 10 personalities where we were like networking and talking to people. We're not that people, like those people either.
Yeah.
So it didn't, it just was not, we were not meant to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
but it made for amazing stories and memories.
It does. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Okay. So you went to Oaxaca, you came back. How's work going? Cause I feel like we're on this work journey with you.
Yeah.
It
I've
has
been complaining a little bit behind the scenes to my friends.
Have you
ask me? Yeah, it's completely different not being the boss anymore because mm-hmm. I went from being a VP and like running the team, running the strategy. I have workflows, I have systems, I do things my way, and I also come from a very high urgency environment where it's like things need to get done and they need to get done well and at a rapid rate and, you know, high performer type of thing. And I'm now in a different type of culture where there's a lot more ease and it's not as high urgency.
It's like living in the suburbs versus living in the city. Like
yes.
Everyone in the city walks fast. Like you got a fucking yes. place to go. Riley
yeah.
hates when people walk slow. It's like, do you not have
Me
anywhere
too.
To be?
Me
so
too.
I feel like that's the same exact thing with like emails. It's like, let's get this shit done. Let's get the project
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
Or it's like, it's okay. Let's just like review. Let's have a meeting for the meeting. It's like, why?
Oh my God, I can't. I'm really not good at
yeah.
that life.
Yeah.
So I'm just like adjusting to the newness of something. I was at, it's like in a new relationship, you know, and you're like, you date your ex for like 5 years and then you have a new boyfriend and you're like, okay, he doesn't
do the same thing
the same way, but there's like other benefits. And so,
but you have to remember why you left him in the first place.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Don't always think about the good times. Think about the bad times.
Exactly.
And then look, and then look at your bank account and then you're like, okay.
Yeah. And then you look at your new boyfriend and you're like, but he's so hot though.
Exactly. It's so true.
So yeah, it's been an experience. I'm learning a lot. I'm on a bigger team, working on bigger budgets and learning different things in my toolbox in terms of like interpersonal communication, how to handle different work environments. So,
so you're growing.
Yeah. And it's an adjustment, and I have ADHD, which I was recently diagnosed with as an adult within the last like 6 months. And so I'm learning how much structure and routine and systems and workflows are essential to my brain and my productivity, because if I don't have systems I can rely on, it is jarring and distracting to my brain. And so that causes a lot of like mood deregulation, because I'm like, oh my God, this spreadsheet is terrible. I can't fucking read it with my eyes. Like, why is this all this information not color coded? Why is it so plain? Like, nobody can read this. Like,
and what it freaks you out?
Yeah. Or like somebody takes notes on something and the formatting isn't formatted. It's like, how can, what was the point of taking notes if you're not going to make it nice and pretty?
Right.
Because otherwise my brain literally looks at it and it goes, ah, what is going on?
Right.
And those are like the meds, the little
things. Do you feel like the meds have helped you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. So I'm taking Ritalin. I take 5 milligrams once a day, which is like the lowest dosage you can do. But when I don't take it,
you can see the difference.
In the mornings, I will sit and scroll, and in my brain, I'm like, okay, you need to get up. And then I keep scrolling. I'm like, dude, you've been here for 20 minutes. Like, get the fuck up.
Oh shit. In that case, I think we all have ADHD.
I know, but there's a difference between like really wanting to.
Right.
Like I literally like, I feel like I have a split personality where like my brain, my right side's like, okay, get up. And you're like, yeah, we're going to get up. And the left side's like, but over here. And I feel like most people can just be like, okay, when I decide I'm going to get up, I'm going to get up. Like you just, it's a conscious decision. Whereas my brain, it feels like two people are fighting. It was like on the right, like, no, you're going to stay in bed. And then on the left, it's like, but we gotta go.
do you have any side effects on it?
Nothing.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I experimented because I have TMJ, so I have like issues with my jaw, and different medications like Adderall was too strong and I was getting like clenching of my jaw. It was like tightness. Vyvanse is another one. I had a hard time with that too. It was just, it was a little too much and I was like, ah! Like,
which it's all trial and error for sure.
Yeah. So I love my Ritalin now. It's so great. It's fabulous.
I love it. You have to own it. You got to own it.
Dude, and having ADHD means I'm really good at other things. Like I can hyper-focus the ish out of something I'm really into. Like when I get passionate about something, I read the terms and conditions to the fucking T. Like
I love that.
I know everything about a certain topic once I get super hyper-focused in it. So there's a lot of benefits to having ADHD.
Yeah, and I feel like we just need to cut that whole stigma out of, you know, being diagnosed with something.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. Okay, so you're going to give your job what? 6 months.
I love my job, Natalie, and I will stay there until the day that I have no idea. It's
okay.
Yeah,
wink, wink, you know, wink, you know, wink, wink. You know, just kidding. Okay, so that's good. What else is going on?
What else is going on? So I can't recall if we talked about my uncle passing away.
Yes, we did.
I had an uncle who was a weird, estranged kind of relationship, but he was also my next door neighbor. Dude, I actually have chisme. I have chisme on this topic. So my dad went through some of his stuff and found paperwork that said he had been married.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
So he's gay, and we've known he's gay, but he had a best friend that he always said that he wanted to like leave his inheritance to, and wanted to make sure that she was taken care of, which was female, like a girl best friend. And for us, that was always a point of contention because it was kind of like, wait a minute, that's going to be kind of interesting if you were to, like, I don't know the legalities of leaving your inheritance to somebody, but we have family assets and things like that. So
if and he it's left, not like they live together because, like, common law, right?
No. So we were a little worried that maybe he had been, like, secretly married and that, like, somebody was going to come out of the woodwork to be like, I want all of his inheritance or anything that belonged to him. So I get a letter in the mail after my dad had told me that he had found some paperwork. He's like, you know, it looked like he had been married. But my dad's kind of doesn't want to stir the pot. So, like, he may have found something, but was just like, I'm just going to hide this somewhere, you know?
I'm going to ignore it.
Yeah. So then,
ooh, girl, I'm going to sip on my kombucha while you tell me this.
So I get all of the mail, right? Because my uncle lived in the front unit. And so I open all of our mail. And I get this piece of mail that says, you know, lawyers, civic lawyer, something, something group. I'm not going to say his name. Uncle's name has been filed in court. He's being sued.
What?
Yeah, by X name with his last name, right? And it says, like, Superior Court of California, and it gives you the case number. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. Wait. Okay, so it basically is saying that my uncle is being sued for, like, child support or something of that nature, and here's the case number. So I'm like, oh, my God, what if my dad's right, and he was married, and he has a wife, but it was just done for paperwork, and now this girl found out that he passed away, and now it's like, I'm going to cash in, and I also have a kid.
But what do you need for paperwork? For what kind of paperwork? Like, just to, like, leave, just to, like, leave all
yeah,
his...
Yeah, like, benefits, like...
Yeah, but this is not the friend that he left...
I don't know the name of the friend.
Name so you don't know the same woman.
I didn't know who it was, but it was his name and some other girl's name with his last name, our last name. So what I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm in the process right now of trying to sell his car. However, he did not leave a will.
Mm.
He just told my aunt, like, yeah, take care of all just my stuff. Verbal. Like, there isn't much to get. Like, there's not a lot. He was battling brain cancer, so his assets were very, very limited. He didn't have a lot of money. He was on disability.
Right.
So I've been trying to sell his car, but in order to do that, you have to get the title change. In order to get the title change, you have to pay off the thing, and you have to go to the DMV and prove that you are the inheritor. What's the word?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You're the next of kin.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to provide the death certificate. And it's been a nightmare. Like, I've been trying to do this for the last 6 months or however long. So when I see this, I'm like, oh, no, this girl is going to be suing him for a divorce. But maybe she doesn't know that he's dead. Like, I just went through all of these things. Like, oh, God. And then, like, do I have to go to probate court now?
Well, can you look it up?
So, of course.
Okay.
Hello, Miss ADHD, like, hyperfocus. What do I do for the next hour? I try to find out everything I can. I log into Superior Court, California, look up the case code, pay the $15 to copy records, and I start reading all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, and, like, this girl's, let's just call her Susie. Yeah. Susie in Chatsworth, California is suing your uncle. And I'm like, oh, I'm, like, reading through all the paperwork. I'm like, oh, he has a child named Bobby? Like,
he does?
No.
Oh, but
at first glance, this is exactly what's going through my head.
Fuck.
But after paying the $15, I realized that it was the exact same name and a different address and a different person.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, this stupid attorney group is using these names and these case numbers to generate business. So it was a sales... It reminded you and your crypto scam.
So this was a scam.
But I didn't call the attorneys. I just, like, looked up the code myself. But I had to pay $15 to copy records and then think that my uncle had this, like, second life that we didn't know about.
How is that not illegal?
I don't know. But it was because the thing that tripped me up was, like, the name of your uncle plus this address is associated with this court case. So I was like, oh, like, what are the chances? But then when I looked up the court case, it didn't have our address at all. So they are basically just doing this from, like, a data marketing thing.
No.
So that was the big panic that I had. And that's been the most frustrating thing.
That feels very Jen Shaw. Like, John, like...
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, I was oh, yeah.
It's like the old people, the dead people.
Oh, my mom would have fell for that in a heartbeat.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. She would have started the chisme train without even thinking about it. She would have been like, totally. Hija, Mira, your uncle was married. See, look, he's being sued.
And exactly.
That's exactly how the chisme would have started.
I knew he was in love.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been like the biggest thing is just like everybody should get a will.
Yeah. When people die, there's so much work.
It is. And no one talks about it. It's so crazy. And like,
aren't there companies though that can basically take over and handle this kind of thing?
I don't know. We're too cheap to do that. We'd rather just suffer.
I know. But it's like, why? I mean, if someone was like, okay, pay me $5,000 and I will handle everything.
That's too much money. You could pay me $5,000 and I'll do it.
All right, well, then there's that. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I always talk about weight and, you know, body positivity and just all the things, right? But when it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure out there to label foods good or bad. But that just creates unnecessary dilemmas. Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks at what you eat, but also how you eat. Instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom empowers you to keep going. So after having Piper, I feel like I really lost sight of my goals and what I wanted. And what I realized is that I wasn't focusing or putting my energy and thoughts into the right place. And Noom has really changed that for me. I have been able to change the psychology of how I look at food and how I treat and my relationship with food. You know, you don't need rules to lose weight, just the knowledge and the wisdom to empower you to build smarter, more sustainable habits. Noom Weight's cognitive behavioral approach, which helps you better understand your relationship with food and how to be more mindful of your habits and to give you the knowledge and support you need for long-lasting change. With Noom, taking care of your health is empowering instead of stress-inducing. So no need to fear running the whole program with one off day. Noom will help you get back on track. All you need is a daily 10-minute check-in. No grueling early mornings or huge chunks out of your day. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/humble. That's Noom.com/humble for your trial at Noom. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. The holidays can be hectic, but HelloFresh keeps things simple with recipes that cut back on meal prep and cleanup time, so you can spend less time in the kitchen and more quality time with friends and family. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. Ingredients travel from the farm to your door within a week, so you get the convenience without skipping on the quality. Plus, skip trips to the grocery store and avoid the long holiday lines. HelloFresh meals are ready in around 30 minutes or less. Plus, they're quick and easy meals, 20-minute recipes, or low prep and easy cleanup options. You can get food on the table quicker so you can spend more quality time with loved ones. Recipes like balsamic and fig beef tenderloin or pecan crusted salmon make holiday meals feel special without the high cost of dining out or delivery. Or just for a cozy comfort food, like chicken sausage and sweet potato soup for a cold, wintry night. HelloFresh Market has the season's entertaining covered with options like their holiday cheese and charcuterie board and skinny-dipped dark chocolate peppermint almonds. Riley is one picky guy, and I'm telling you, he loves how fresh this food is and how easy it is. And honestly, I feel confident doing it, so I love HelloFresh. So just go to HelloFresh.com/humble14 and use code humble14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/humble14 and use a code humble14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 gifts. I have this thing about razors that I will use it until it's so dull and it all starts scratching my myself because I get like these ingrown hairs. Oh, me and razors do not go well until Athena Club. Athena Club's razor is designed with built-in skin guards to help prevent razor burn while being gentle on curves. The razor blade is surrounded by a water-activated serum with shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which is the holy grail for skincare. The best part is that the razor kit is only $9 and comes with two blade heads and a magnetic hook for shower storage and your choice of handle color. The razor has 6 color options, and they also have black and white razors, which I've never seen before. I have the white one, and it's so cute in my shower. Plus, you'll never have to worry about running out of refills or being stuck with dull, overused razors, which was my problem. And you can choose how often you get the replacement blades and how often that they're sent to you with free shipping. Oh, the whole thing is so good. And that means ready-to-use razors always arrive right when you need them. Also, you have to try their iCloud Shave Foam. I haven't used shave foam in such a long time. I feel like it was something like my parents used, and like I was like, why are you using this? Until I found it. It's like a premium experience, honestly, to nourish your skin. You will feel like a baby's butt when you get out of that shower, let me just tell you. So show your skin a little bit of care with Athena Club Razor Kit. Sign up today and you'll get 20% off your first order. Just go to athena.com and use promo code HUMBLE. That's athenaclub.com with promo code HUMBLE for 20% off.
I'm going to Portugal next week, the 26th.
We were going to Temecula, and we're literally in Temecula, and we're driving to the wineries, and then she's like, so I'm going to Portugal. I just booked it. I was like, I'm sorry, what? She's like, yeah, my friend and I are just going to go. I'm like, God, it must be nice. But those are the things you have to do while you're single and don't have kids. Gosh.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to not be boring, because then I'm like, dude, you don't have a kid. You don't have a boyfriend. Like, go enjoy the world. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But you know what's going to suck? I always, when I go on trips like this, I'm always like, oh, I wonder if I'll meet a man. Like, I wonder what the boys are like in XYZ. And then I get there. Everyone's ugly. No one hits on me. It's so disappointing. Like, the magical dreams in my head of, like, meeting beautiful men who are just going to, like, ask me to move to said state or city.
But then the reality of it,
too,
though, is, like, you don't want to be with a Portuguese man that's going to have to now come here, leave all his family.
I don't know. I'm kind of into the 90 Day Fiancé love story.
You did. Can we tell him that you almost tried to go on the show?
Not on 90 Day Fiancé. I want to go on Married at First Sight.
Oh, right. By the way, just as bad.
I think I would be into it. Like, I would be divorced for that show.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, why not? I wouldn't think it's weird if I dated a guy and he's like, yeah, I've been divorced, but it was for a TV
show. For the experience?
For the risk factor.
The risk factor?
Yeah, like I think
you're so picky. The guy, the friend's, the groomsman's brother, you don't even like. He's not your type. How the fuck are you going to go on a Married at First Sight?
Okay, because that's a great criteria. Like, oh, it's your friend's brother.
I'm just saying, you're that picky.
Okay, I'm not that picky. I just have very solid standards.
You know where
they're not high.
You know where I think we need to go to find your husband? Austin.
What? I've been
there. We had a layover, and the airport was popping.
Okay.
There was live music. There was hot men, and they all had beards, and they were tall. Yeah. And it's exactly what you want. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like we need to extend our trip and stay here, as we were like stuffing our face with pizza and beer.
Let's go for a weekend.
Everyone was so friendly.
Yeah, I really do love Austin. That's a good spot.
I feel like we'll find your husband there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Portugal. I'm really hoping to make out with at least one person there, but the chances are that I won't, because I never do things like that. I don't even remember the last time I randomly made out with a stranger.
Yeah, I've never had a one-night stand, so I'm like the wrong person to ask.
Yeah, but you've made out with a random dude at a bar. Have you?
I will plead the fifth on that.
Okay.
Yeah, of course I have. Jackie and I went to Europe together for 2 weeks way back in the day.
Yeah.
And we had a good old time.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
I want to have that kind of good time.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of good time, I just went to Napa.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Okay. We had the best time ever.
Isn't it great?
So you obviously know what happened with Riley and I. And that whole little hookah lie. Remember?
Yeah.
So thank God it happened, because I feel like our relationship has literally taken a turn.
I feel that too, even just from watching you at Thanksgiving. I was like, okay.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh.
I think more people need to have this conversation of or like something, like a little hookah has to happen in order to like really bring out like the foundation of like what's going on and talk about shit. Because I was telling him, I was like, I think we wouldn't have lasted had this not happened.
You have to be honest.
Of course.
You have to be vulnerable.
Like, I was like, you know, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. You didn't want to hurt my feelings. I didn't want to say that, you know, I needed more passion and I needed more things. And because you don't want to hurt their feelings, or you feel like, eh, whatever, it is what it is, right? Like, yeah, you just settle and you just do life. But I really needed it. I was like lacking it, and I didn't, yeah, I couldn't put my finger on it. And once we talked about it, I mean, I'm telling you, everything changed. Like, sex life is like insane. I should be a Scorpio now.
Welcome to the dark side.
I'm like, who am I? But also, I'm feeling really good about myself, just for me, mentally, yeah, physically, all of it.
Dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin will do that to you.
I know. And I feel like I was just going day by day and I wasn't enjoying it. And I feel like now I'm really enjoying our relationship and we're having really amazing time in the bedroom. And I mean, our conversations were always great, but I feel like we just needed to like really reconnect.
So here's my question to you, because I was talking about this, I forgot with who, but I kind of feel bad for Riley.
Why?
Because when shit hits the fan with you guys, the whole family finds out, and I feel so bad for him, because I'm just like, man, that sucks.
He knew what he was marrying.
I know, but I still feel bad.
When you marry Latina or something. I know. And by the way, there are certain things that I will keep just between him and I, which is very, very minimal. By the way, now that I'm thinking about it, I think that's a lie.
But on the other hand, it's kind of like a good guardrail. I was like, dude, don't fuck with this girl because all fucking eight of us are going to know about it.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, you shouldn't be fucking around anyway or doing dumb shit because they're going to find out.
Sure. But I'm not talking about like dumb shit. Just like,
oh, you're talking about like even sex?
No. Just anything. Like in a relationship, there's two people, and I have always been on the opposite spectrum where I try to protect my partner by not telling all the things, because you don't want your family to gauge just on the bad things, yes, right? Because a lot of people will just be like, oh, but you told me. Yeah. And then you forget to report to your family, like, all the nice things. Like, oh, today he went down on me for an hour. Like, you're not really going to tell people. Well, you know what I mean?
That's the difference. I do.
Natalie tells all the signs.
I do. I mean, maybe there's certain things that I, like, it's TMI. But for the most part, I do say the highs and I do say the lows.
Yeah, that's true.
Only because I know that you guys have such big hearts and you guys are willing to forgive. And you guys will also tell me, you're an idiot, you need to walk away. And you guys have in my past relationships.
Or we'll tell you when you're an idiot and you're like over, when you're in the wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why with this last one, the hookah line, I was like, someone needs to come and tell me if I'm like over exaggerating. Mm-hmm. So it has its pros and its cons, but for me personally, it works. And in our relationship, it works. If he was resentful and he didn't like that, then I would obviously respect it. But I mean, I have a fucking podcast, for God's sake.
I know.
I tell, like, you guys are all my family at this point. Like, I'm telling you guys everything. So, and he understands that, you know?
Yeah, I know. I was talking about you a lot in Oaxaca because Jessica was there. And so we were talking about all of us and like podcasting and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, Natalie asked me about my sex life on now all of her fans and like millions of people.
Not
now
fans,
know.
They're friends.
Friends, sorry. I've been watching a lot of reality TV and a lot of social media stuff.
I know. What have you been watching?
Oh, you know, all the Housewives franchises, and I'm trying not to watch one of the franchises because I don't like some of the people on some of the things, so.
Yeah, I haven't watched this new one.
No, yeah, are we avoiding the words? Should we just skip this?
No, we can, I mean, I'm not going to talk about it. If you want to ask me yes or no questions, I guess I can do that.
How about I just give you my opinion on the latest Housewives of Orange County? Can I just tell you?
Sure. Tell me your opinion. I can't get sued for that.
Okay. I was recently watching it and I'm just like, this is too much. Like the level of dissonance between reality and what most people in America go through, especially like just having gone through COVID where people got stimulus checks and people are having trouble paying, you know, like.
But would you say that about like Beverly Hills too? Or do you feel like it's just OC? Because Beverly Hills is dripping in money.
It is, but I still feel like Beverly Hills had more humility. Like, they are fully aware that they are stinking rich.
Yeah.
But I feel like the content that they talk about
isn't about the wealth.
It's not about the wealth. And yeah, of course, they have their quirks where they're like, oh, I spent X amount of money on my shoes or whatever. But like, it's all a part of the like personality, but it's not in the way that
like boasting.
They're not oblivious to the reality of other people. I feel like there's an awareness of the fact that like, yeah, we're in Beverly Hills and like, we know this is not the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bad taste in my mouth. It's just, it's not good TV anymore. It's just like, it looks very staged now. I'm not
really
into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been able to watch it. I think I'm just,
You're fine. Don't watch it.
Yeah. I just can't yet. I'll say this. I mean, I feel like Orange County has had just so many bad seasons already. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, is it salvageable? Maybe people either love it or they hate the franchise. You know what I mean?
I feel like Bravo needs to come up with a better franchise. Like, I feel like the Housewives are now old.
You think
maybe because I feel old, but
maybe. And I feel like, yeah, the fact that they had to get a bunch of different housewives to go like on a vacation together.
Yeah.
It's like you guys, I think they're losing their
sting. They're running
maybe
out. Like, everyone's 60 now. They need a new younger set of wives or
yeah,
like real fucking business women of Orange
Something.
County. Like, I want to see people like me who are in their 30s right at this sweet age. Like,
which, I mean, like, Selling Sunset has like hints of that, but
sure.
Even then, I don't know.
It's not realistic.
Yeah.
Like, Laguna Beach was realistic because you were watching it when you were 16 and you're like, oh shit, they're going to the party and their mom's
but it was
home.
Also the start of reality. Like,
yeah,
we were peeking into people's lives and it was so insane to us to be like, oh my God, that's like, I go through that.
Yeah.
And now it's, I mean, it is so, there's just so much reality
that
TV out there.
I miss that though. I miss the Laguna Beaches. Like, I want them to do a reality TV show and like,
I know,
me and my crazy high school friends who have been friends since like 15 years old, and there's always like one person in the group that everyone's like, me, 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 but you know, like,
yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the franchises. But well, you'll have to keep me posted on OC. I feel like I get enough information on Instagram to know what's sort of happening.
Yeah,
that I like, that I don't like, and it's constantly on my feed, that it's like annoying. That's why I had to take a little bit of a little hiatus on Instagram, because
I think
it hurts my soul a little bit to even like watch it.
I know. But I feel like your friends are also curious. Like, are you watching? Are you not
watching?
Oh, for sure.
Of course. They're probably wondering. And unfortunately, it's one of those conversations that I am an open book on everything. And it's not that I'm avoiding this conversation, because I know a lot of people want to know. And like, that's how we all met, right? Was through this, and through that connection. And so it hurts me. Like, I can't just talk freely about it. But I think everyone has to understand, I just can't talk freely about it, you know.
But can I talk freely about my opinions?
I mean, you already have, really. And maybe that's, and maybe, you know, for people who, you know, love certain characters on the show, like, obviously you're my family and maybe that's why you're a little bit more like biased. I don't know.
Yeah,
obviously I'm not telling you anything to say. You could easily love certain people. That's fine. But
It's also super interesting, because
it's a really gray area.
We feel like we know these people, but just by watching them on TV. But the reality is, like, you don't know anybody.
By the way, you don't know.
No.
You know? Like, you know, maybe. And it's like social media. People will put out what they want you to think.
Sure.
Right? And this persona and this idea of what we are. And your feed can look so beautiful and so put together. And like, fuck, I want that life. And then, you know, you peek a little bit further in and it's like, oh shit, you're in shambles. Like, you have absolutely, that your feed has nothing to do with your actual life. And I feel like social media, I mean, sorry, not social media, reality TV
it's the same.
It's kind of like that. And they can still get a little bit more out of you.
Yeah.
But it's still not the full picture. And that's just the truth. you know?
Yeah, so for all of you people who are single and you're going to see during all the holidays, like all the couples are like, oh, you bought me this thing. It's so nice. I love you so much. 80% of them are fighting the night before, the night after. Somebody's pissed off about something. They don't want to go to their grandparents or their families.
It's the family portraits. It's the family portraits when everyone looks like they're having the best time in their photos, but really the kid's actually crying.
Yeah.
It took like 57 shots just to like get the right photo.
The husband's hungover.
Exactly. He doesn't want to be there. He's like, I'm done.
Why are we wearing these stupid outfits?
Yeah. The wife's uncomfortable in her outfit. Yeah. So it's a lot of that. It's a lot of just smoke and mirrors.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed that show. I will be posting the second part to that next Monday. You know, I know it's going to be pre-recorded, but I hope you have the most beautiful Christmas and happy, happy holidays. I love you all. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.